Hello, my name is Kimberly Weeks. I am founder and friend at Be Empowered Worldwide, where we have a mission to help girls and women of all ages to walk in emotional healing. Join me, your host, as I unfold stories of love, faith, and transformation. I thank you for stopping by Wine Talk and hope you enjoy the upcoming episode. Hello, hello, hello. Today is a good day. I'm so excited about today. I'm excited about every day that I'm given, don't get me wrong. But today I participated in a mother and daughter brunch. My girl stopped by. I cooked them brunch this morning along with my mom, which was a wonderful treat. Ever since COVID-19, we kind of realized what it really was and how we were really going to be affected. My mom, you know, kind of went into quarantine because she was concerned. She's older. She's got some underlying issues. And she wanted to make sure to come out on the other side of the pandemic. And I'm just excited to say that my mom has received both of her immunizations, and she was able to join us today for brunch. So it's been almost a year that we have not had my mom at our gatherings. And of course, we've kept our gatherings kind of small and outside and, you know, few and in between. But it was really good to have mom in the place today. So our brunch with the church was a virtual event. And for those of you who are attend the same church I attend, because I know I have quite a few members from Bethel Baptist Church Ministries, where Pastor Antonio Johnson is our pastor. Many of you that follow Be Empowered are also members there. And we had a great time. We connected with each other on, each household connected on Zoom. And there were some well thought out games. And there was, in my household, lots of chatter and fun. And it was just a good time this morning. So I'm very thankful for having had that experience this morning. You know, just to think that tomorrow time is changing. So, you know, we're entering into daylight savings time and we're about to spring forward. The days have gotten longer already. I'm so looking forward to the spring day. It has really been hard for me to deal with those shorter days. Like those are a difficult situation for me. I battle with what's called seasonal affective disorder. And I know that there are many women out there who have the same diagnosis or issues. And fall and winter time are not our seasons, but you give us spring and summer, and we tend to, I know I do, come to life. So I'm excited about the springtime. I've been watching the birds fly around. I own a childcare facility, so we've taken our outside because the weather has been so good. And it is just an amazing day. And I know I've talked about several days, but it's an amazing day just to be a part of that, just to be here and to be present. It is amazing. But I want to talk to you today about a couple of things. I want to talk to you about how we're moving forward with Be Empowered as an organization and our commitment to outreach and what that looks like. And I also want to talk to you about Keep Hope Alive, which is a little mini lesson or devotional that I'd like to share with you today. So if I could, I'd like to first give you my little mini devotional, and then I'll give you some information about how Be Empowered's moving forward. Okay. So our little devotional today is coming from Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. And I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. But it says that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. So faith has, as we know it, many moving parts. Today's scripture, this scripture in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3 says that faith is made of hope and belief. To hope in something or someone means to live in the expectation that something we desire or long for will happen. To hope means to trust that there is something more than the eye can see or the hand can touch. To hope means we won't give up, even when the path is not yet clear. This hope that I'm talking about produces a faith that can bring our expectations to life. So today I've come to say, don't give up hope. In the midst of all trials and tribulations, don't give up hope. Whether we have or suffer need, don't give up hope. Don't stop remembering what hope produced for us on yesterday. We must remember every day that we've been given, every day that we wake up, we must remember what hope produced for us yesterday. We must remember and spread the news about the power of hope and the faith that hope can produce. Hope produces a faith that says, if God is glorified by delivering his people, he'll do that. Like David and Goliath. He'll do that like Jonah and the whale. So he'll do that. But if he sees fit to be glorified by not delivering his people, then he'll do that too. So then I think about the children of Israel and how they were in bondage for a couple of hundreds of years. But nonetheless, he is still God. And with this faith, we understand that he is God. And that he does not fail. And in this chapter of Hebrews, we find like a running list of all of his accomplishments. Hope helps us to activate a faith that looks to the future. And it helps us to activate a faith to have an expectation of the greatest of rewards. This faith enables us to turn from approval of the world and to seek the approval of God. I believe that when we do what Romans 4 and 17 says, and we speak those things that be not yet boldly, and we speak them out loud into the atmosphere without cease, we can see our hope come to existence. The hope that Christ left us is an inheritance through salvation so that we can do greater things. Now, 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 tells us that three things will last forever. They say that hope and faith and love shall last forever. Today, I encourage each one of us to do our part to keep hope alive. With this faith fueled by hope, we can move mountains. We can heal the sick and we can feed the 5,000, and we can, you know, from 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, we can spread the gospel and we can love our enemies among so many other things. And so I wanted to share this devotional with you today because I wanted to shine a light on hope. Hope is a small word, but hope is so monumental in the type of work that Be Empowered seeks to provide the community. Hope is what we want to help provide in our community. There are so many people, so many women and children who are in a place where they don't have hope anymore. They may feel as if they don't deserve it, or you know, because of whatever situations they have endured over time. So we want to reach out to those people, women and children who have experienced
abuse, physical abuse or sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, we want to reach out and help these people regain hope. We want to reach and touch young ladies who are struggling with adolescence and just really don't know which way to go, which way to turn. Just let me back up a little bit and introduce myself again, just in case you have not had the opportunity to check out our very first podcast, where we kind of give you some background about why this podcast is even in existence. And, you know, so if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that, go back and do that. But just in case you haven't, I'm going to give you a little bit of background about who Be Empowered Worldwide is and what we are hoping to accomplish through our mission. First of all, I am Kimberly Weeks. I am host of Wine Talk, of course, but I am also founder and friend at Be Empowered Worldwide. Our mission is connecting individuals with resources that empower and enable growth while also forming community bonds. We want to advocate for those who are underserved. We are a fairly new organization. We received our nonprofit corporation March 5th of 2020, at the very beginning of the pandemic. And we have been working to put all the puzzle, all the pieces together. So I'll just give you a little bit of background about the programs that we are prepared to begin in 2021. Our youth program is our focus at this moment, and we have two parts to that program. We have a circle program or a circle girls circle group, and then we have a teen outreach program. So we are servicing women and girls only currently, and we chose to focus on our youth because we realized that in this pandemic, along with what they've always had to deal with, it is important that we help them to work through all that has happened through the pandemic, all of the things that they have had to experience in addition to all of the other stuff that they were already going through. Social emotional well-being is so important for youth development. And for that, we just want to be a resource for the young ladies in these age groups. So our age groups are from 8 to 18, and we will be enrolling and opening up some programs in several counties. So our we will be operating in Cabarrus, Rowan, and Forsyth County for our pilot programming. We are currently enrolling for our summer session. And if you'd like more details about that, you can find it in the show notes below. It'll take you to a page to give you a lot more description about the program and how it works and what we offer. So it's making sure that we can host the summer circle groups. The summer circle groups will be for girls ages 11 to 15. We will be talking about diversity, and we'll also be talking about images on social media. So those are the two kind of topics we'll be dealing with over our summer circle sessions. Those sessions are 12 weeks long. They will start in June, and they will expand the whole summer all the way into September, and then that session will be over, but there will surely be a session behind that and continuing. So it will continue to be a new topic offered, as well as going back to some of the other more popular topics. So that's what we're up to. That's what we're doing. And I know that the summer stuff is really focused on what we can do for our teenagers, what we can do for our young girls. And now I'd like to kind of give you a little bit of update about our calendar. So we just have a few things coming up. April is Teen Self-Esteem Month, and we are using this as an opportunity for us to kick off our Sound the Alarm campaign. So April is Teen Self-Esteem Month. And so what we're going to be doing is every month we're going to sound the alarm on some national campaigns or some things that are going on specifically for the youth. And we're just going to illuminate those things in our community. We want to make sure that the people that we are connected to and the children that are connected to them are getting the information that they need. And so we're going to be talking about teen self-esteem all of April through our Sound the Alarm campaign. And then we're also going to be kicking off our Sow a Seed campaign. Being a new nonprofit, one of the things that we're going to run into is the possibility of not receiving funds from corporations and foundations right away. I think we have definitely have, you know, as a nonprofit and the mission that we have, I think we have a mission that is fundable, but we do have to be realistic with the fact that we are brand new to the game. So we're asking that our community will pitch in and help out. As I always say, if you've ever heard me speak on community, community is so huge. And community is changing so much nowadays. The community that I remember and the community of today are so different. Even we find families living in cities that they don't have extended family. And it's just the them four no more until they're able to build relationships with perfect strangers, right? And so we want to help eliminate that gap in community by being able to support in the manner that we have chosen to support. But I think I've kind of digressed a little bit, but community is really big. And so what I'm asking for is your help financially so that we can get out into the community and be a shining light, a bright hope for these teenagers. So we're going to be launching our Sow a Seed campaign. We have a couple of ways in which you'll be able to help us. We will be selling some t-shirts. Our first t-shirt coming out is Kindness is Golden. And we're hoping that you'll sow a seed, buy a shirt, buy two, buy five, however many you need to purchase or want to purchase. And or you can just go to our PayPal account and donate that way. And let me say, every dollar counts. So I don't know if it is in your heart to support our mission and to support the girls in our community, the young ladies in our community, then I ask that you would just sow a seed. I don't really care how big your seed is, but please sow a seed if it is in your heart to see this mission move forward. So those are the things that I have pressing right now that on my heart to speak about. Those are the things I wanted to make sure to voice and, you know, kind of keep you up to breath of what Be Empowered is doing and trying to do. And with your help, it can be done. I bless you for all the time that you have given me today. I thank you for those of you who have or will attach to our seed, our Sow the Seed campaign. And please, by all means, stay connected to us on Facebook and Instagram. All of our social media links are found in the show notes. But we bless you. We honor you. We thank you again for stopping by Wine Talk and hope to see you soon. Be empowered. And don't forget to empower someone else. God bless you. Have a great night.
Thanks again, ladies, for stopping by Wine Talk with Kimberly. Don't be a stranger. Please check out our upcoming episodes. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook as Be Empowered Worldwide, and we are on Instagram as Be Empowered Worldwide Corp. Down in the show notes, you'll be able to find the links to all of our social media and to our website at www.beempoweredworldwide.com. Again, we're looking forward to connecting and building relationship and community with you.